Yeah, half time. Nick King, media relations manager for Network Rail. Well, in January we introduced a system where we've been limiting access to the station to registered taxis only, and from next month we're going to be removing private vehicles from the station entirely. We're doing that for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because it will reduce congestion within the station and also remove a point where we've got pedestrians and vehicles using the same concourse at the same time, and also to try and reduce the amount of congestion we have coming into and going out off the station. Well, because at the moment what you have is we've got the station, obviously the taxis and other vehicles that are dropping off are coming down into the station and actually driving across a section of the concourse, and that section of concourse separates the main concourse and the platforms heading out west from another section of the concourse, the south of the station, serving the through platforms and some of the platforms heading east. So you basically have a situation at the moment where you have cars and pedestrians using the same space. And while that's something that has obviously been a feature of the station for a long time, Waverley is now the only station that we operate where that is a factor, and we don't have any other stations in the Network Rail portfolio where you've got pedestrians and cars using the same space. Well, we're going to put in place a system where disabled access will be maintained, and operators of disabled access vehicles and low-rise taxis, etc., will still be able to use the station and can arrange to drop passengers who have disabilities and reduced mobility off inside the station. What we're trying to do is limit the overall number of vehicles coming in and out. So we are going to try and maintain a service for people who genuinely need assistance in that way. But what we can't really do is continue to provide a taxi service for all passengers. Well, the decision to try and phase vehicles out was taken several years ago, and obviously we've been limiting access since the turn of the year, and we also have improvements planned at the station later in the year into next year, which again would require us to limit access to the station. So basically removing vehicles is something that was always likely to happen, but the tragic events of last week are also something that we've been looking at in terms of how can we reduce the amount of interface, if you like, between cars and pedestrians in and around the station. No, I'm just hoping I can upload it properly. I've got plenty of signal, etc. I honestly don't know what happened to the last thing. I've just